Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 54.
Wolf, what a
bear podcast.
Are you gonna wear black spandex?
Okay, here are bear events.
Bears and cubs.
Either way, you're gonna be gay.
With so many topics that we covered today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another Bear's cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston area. Okay, good morning, guys. This is the Nard, and
hi, this is Chris.
DFW Teddy Bear. I'm at TBRU.
Yeah, we are here live still, of course, and we're here at the lobby. It's about 10:30.
10:30-ish, yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting up for lunch at the Roundup. So now, okay, so tell me, what do you think of the weekend?
I personally had a fabulous weekend. I had a great time. This is the best TBRU I've ever experienced.
Okay.
Not the best TBRU ever overall, but for me, it was great.
Okay.
It's to me, it was really amazing how relaxed you can be when you don't have to worry about finding dick.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I've got someone at home who gives a shit now. I can actually relax and have fun and not focus on getting laid, which was really a nice change. So,
yeah. But for me, it's fun because I got to meet a lot of old and new friends.
Yes.
A lot of Live Journal people.
A lot of Live Journal people are here.
Yeah. Although there are a few still that I haven't met yet. Yeah. And I couldn't find them. Maybe I couldn't recognize them.
You'll see them at the barbecue. That's usually the last chance is at the barbecue. So.
Yeah. I'll take my chances there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, talk about the toga party. What do you
the
think?
The toga party was fabulous. I loved it. I did not anticipate such creativity.
Okay.
I had two favorite togas that I saw the night, and I got pictures of them. Mm-hmm. I will post them. One was my friend Gabe, whose screen name I now forget, but his name is Gabe. And he did, his whole toga was all Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
It was Hello Kitty. It was fabulous. It was pink and black and cute, and I loved it.
The Hello Kitty lunchbox that we had in there?
I don't know if he got it or not.
We had a Hello Kitty lunchbox that was given for one of the prizes.
Cool.
From Booley.
Awesome. Oh, he would have loved that. The other one, that was Spanky, by the way, one of the organizers of TBRU 11. And another one was, there's like a whole clan of them, and they all were dressed up in togas made from Burberry sheets, which is a label. It's like Calvin Klein. They're not cheap sheets, and they made togas out of them. And like there were like 8 of them. I'm like, wow, that's fabulous. You don't know what Burberry is, go online. You're already there anyway, because you're listening. It's not hard. Click one more time.
And why aren't you wearing a toga?
I did not wear a toga to the party this year because I wore a toga last year on the Halloween block party, and I looked fat in the toga. I know, it's a bear run, shut up. But I just wanted to deal with the toga.
It's eye candy for some people.
See,
okay,
I would have wanted to go commando in the toga, and they were checking for that. So
they do?
They did.
Then they send you
one
back?
Flash, and you're arrested. So, you know.
Well, you're not supposed to flash.
Well, no, you're not supposed to, but it happens.
I take it you.
I saw a guy. I ran into a guy whacking off in the bathroom last night. It's in a bear run. It's everywhere. Why go to the bathroom?
Yeah. God. But I do see some groups going in and out.
He was alone, baby.
Oh,
he was
alone
in the stall.
Oh.
I walked in there to go do my business, and he's doing his.
Uh huh.
So there you go.
So okay. Well, I didn't wear any toga, so I arrived late.
Did I see you at the toga party? Because you got late Friday.
No.
Well, you got here late,
no.
So.
Oh, no, I didn't get late, but I was late.
You were late. Okay. You were late.
Okay.
You were late Friday, not laid.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Maynard. What time did you get here Friday? Because I thought you got here.
Around 8:30.
Oh, then you were here in time.
And I almost didn't get my badge, but I was able to get it from Wayne, so that's good.
Babalu hosted the toga party, and he was fabulous. And this fabulous lime green number that kept falling off, it was too precious for words.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, he hosted the toga party. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if they were doing like a contest or who won something. I have no idea. But the toga party was excellent, so I had a good time with that.
Did you have a contest?
Yes.
You were there last night
at Eddie Dean's for Eddie the Mr. Dean. For what was called the Mr. American Bear contest, although Mr. American Bear is no longer.
So what are they fighting for? I mean, what's the big prize?
Yeah, if there's no more Mr. American Bear magazine, what are they going to be winning?
The accolades of all the people that were there.
Very PC of you. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
That was Spanky again.
There are gift baskets.
Yes. 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 It's very cool. This was the Mr. American Bear contest, and it was the shortest contest we've ever had.
Yeah, and there were automatic winners too.
Yeah, it started at 7 o'clock, and we went from eight 15. And we had only one guy who was polar, and he won.
He won automatically.
Yeah, that is a bad way to put that, isn't it? Not bipolar. No. It wasn't bipolar bear. He was in the polar category. There were plenty of bipolar bears already. And the right Maynard. Anyway.
Wait a second, let me turn off your mic. Hold on.
It's my spotlight, bitch. No, there was one guy for polar, and he won, of course. And then there was two guys for
grizzly.
Bear, two for grizzly. Three for grizzly. One guy dropped out, or for bear. And then there were, like, five for cub. And, but we pretty much had some automatic winners. But it was still good. It was over with really pretty quickly. Which was the first, because I've been here when they've lasted 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah,
so
for the past 3 years that I've been to a TBRU, 3 or 4 years, yeah, this is the shortest. And
yes.
the most less people in stage.
I almost entered to be a grizzly, and I should have. I wish I had. Yeah, oh, honey. I'm carrying twins. I need to be a grizzly. Yes.
So, okay, how's the food, by the way, that night?
I like the food at Eddie Dean's. It's not fantastic, but it's not crap either. It's good. I liked it. We had roast beef. We had grilled chicken, corn, which is not a bottoms food. We had green beans, and then we had mashed potatoes with no gravy, which is kind of weird. But it was good. There wasn't enough of it. We ran out of food.
You know what?
They ran out. So
I fucked up last night. I thought the party is at 6. I mean, the dinner's at 6. Mm-hmm. So I slept until 5:30, and then last thing I know, it started at 5 o'clock, so I only had turkey, and I didn't get the roast beef. So.
Oh, the chicken. Yeah, the chicken was okay. I like the roast beef a lot. Mm-hmm. But they ran out of food. There wasn't enough. By 6:30, 6:45, they were done.
Well, at one point, they also ran out of utensils. So I had to wait.
Yeah,
we had to wait for about 5 minutes.
That was kind of disappointing. The food overall was good, just not enough of it.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Not enough of it. The contest was funny. Shigata Mustache was wrong and fabulous on so
as
many
usual.
Levels.
He's got that outhouse.
The outhouse. You have to see that. I can't describe that.
Have videos. I have pictures and videos.
Oh, good,
I'll post
good, good,
soon.
Good. Overall, though, good contest. It was fast, which was key. We've never made it back before sundown, so it was fabulous.
Yeah.
So never before, but yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. And, of course, the performance and the jokes were...
evil and wrong.
So
Shigata
wrong.
Mustache, for those who don't know who Shigata Mustache is, she is a fabulous black drag queen who is so non-PC that I don't even know how you can categorize her. Black jokes everywhere, white jokes everywhere. She's a multicultural racist, basically.
But she has a disclaimer.
Always
a disclaimer.
Yes, so... to make sure her ass is covered, which, of course, last night, figuratively, it was. Literally, it was not. So, yeah. But she was great, though. So,
yeah. Well, after that, it's a good thing we ended around 9 o'clock. Something
yes.
like that. And, yeah, we headed down here at the hotel. And then, were you here the whole time?
I didn't leave the hotel. I never leave the hotel because, you know, a point in a bear run where things are normal to a point and then something happens. And weird shit starts... Can I say shit on the... I can say shit.
Oh, yeah, I can say
weird
shit.
Weird shit starts to happen, like, just bizarre, off the wall, like, very Twin Peaks David Lynch type stuff starts to happen. And that happened around maybe 11:30. Oh my God, it got too wrong and evil, and I loved every minute of it. The music itself at the hospitality suites were just awful. It was like, imagine your worst mixed radio station on your local FM dial, you know, the same 10 songs in a row every hour on the hour.
Oh,
that
gosh.
Was the music, and it all ended up beginning and ending with Cher. And I think
is
it's
that good
actually,
or bad?
That's bad.
Okay,
because it's a Texas statute. It's Texas statute number 1062. Every third gay man in a room must play Cher.
Okay.
So yeah, it ended with it went to a whole Cher medley of Believe and I forgot what the other ones were. Dark Lady, and it was Cher. Do You Believe again? And then it went to some bad dance mixes that are so bad even I don't own them.
Oh, goodness.
And I love bad dance music. But the suites were hopping with the liquor and the stuff moving and everything. And
yeah. And
out here in the lobby, it just got evil and wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Okay, here is Jerry. He goes by Buckeye Cub in Bear 411. Okay, he was there at the TBRU with me, along with the Houston Air Bears people. And, of course, his partner, Patrick, is there also. So we had fun there. Okay, let me read his profile here. He's 31, 6'1", 222, brown hair, blue eyes. Feel free to say hello. I'm just looking for friends and chatting with friends. Happily partnered with Patrick. Pat Gay TX. Goes by Pat KTX here in Bear 411. Yes, that was me that you saw at Kroger. Cheers. Kroger, huh? I shop at Kroger from time to time. Anyway, so I'm featuring him because I hanged out with him at TBRU and was able to have a chat with him.
Hello, everyone. I have here Jerry. Hello, say hello to everyone listening to the show.
Hello, everyone. It's Jerry live from TBRU 2006.
Right. Yeah. He hails from Ohio. All you guys Ohio listeners,
well,
here's Jerry.
I went to school there. I'm actually from Atlanta originally.
Oh, okay. So how do you like TBRU?
TBRU is good this year. It's their 11th run at it, so they got it down to a science, I would say. They know exactly what to do.
Okay.
And so far, so good. It's Saturday night. So we've just seen the contest and had dinner, and we're back at the hotel waiting in line for the elevator.
That's right, and that's the problem here. There's always a long line for the elevator. But yeah, so everybody's just hurrying around, lobby cruising, in the lobby on the second floor. So tell me, what's the highlight of TVRU for the weekend for you?
All right, so far I think the highlight is going to be the Saturday night show hosted by no other than She Got a Mustache.
Oh, yeah. That
for the second
so
year, yeah, she's back.
It was so hilarious. He does that the watermelon thing. I thought she's going to do a Gallagher thing, you know? It was funny. And then, what else? The Cubs. What do you think of the decision of the American Bear?
I think it was a good decision. I think that there were less people actually in the contest this year than last year. They seem to have dropped off because there were a couple of categories that had two people and one category only had one person.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they can do to sort of
automatic
stir up
winners.
Some interest.
That's
yeah.
They're all in the finals. Okay. Well, what can we do? So many, not too many are participating.
Right.
All right, so, okay, we're recording this on a Saturday night. What else is Houston Air Bears going to do tonight?
HAB is doing cocktails starting at midnight, from midnight till 2. They have cooked up something with peaches.
With peaches?
With peaches.
So what's the liquor?
Vodka.
Vodka.
And peaches.
Okay. It's got a peachy. Oh, my God. Everybody's getting ready for the bars? Oh, my God.
Yes, their bar will be full tonight, I suspect.
Oh, yeah. It's always good. I mean, I think I'm going out for a while and then come back because I want to help out with the HAB. So.
Yeah. And there's some sort of underwear auction going on here at the hotel 11:45. So people will probably come back for that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We'll probably take some videos or something.
Yeah, and I'm keeping my underwear on, just so you know.
Okay. anyway, okay. So Well, thank you. Thank you for being in the show.
You're so welcome. It was my pleasure to be on the Bear Podcast.
Yes. Probably next time I'll have you in the show again, okay?
All right. Thanks,
Bear.
All right.
Hello, this is McPunkin Bear from Bear 411, and you're listening to the Bear Podcast.
I'm interrupting this program because I would like to do some shout-outs. I would like to say hi to all the people who I met there at TBRU. First of all, Trucker Bear. He's the official TBRU fagstag. If you have a fag hag, the male version is a fagstag. So, oh, by the way, it's his birthday today. I'm recording this on March 29th. Happy birthday, Trucker Bear. Also, Bob in Boston and King Jeff. Yes, Bob and Jeff from Malden, Massachusetts. I actually featured them as a Wolf and a Bear at episode 52, I believe. And last TBRU, I chatted with them, and they said they do the dishes whenever they listen to the show. I just find that funny. So, Bob and Jeff, I'm sure your dishes are clean as you listen to the show. While I was getting a drink at the hospitality suite, I was taking videos of the people serving the bar there. And there I met Tony. He's Porno Cub in LiveJournal. He's pretty tall. Hi there, Tony. Shout out. Also, who else did I meet? I'm trying to recall. Dan. Oh, yes, Dan. Dan and Craig. Irish Cub. And who else? Joshua Lore and Enigma Cub. Mike and Chris. And, yeah, Mike goes by Edwards on LJ. Babalu. We had a picture together wearing our B-Talk shirts. Peter. He's a Texas Penguin on LiveJournal. And, of course, Justin from Oklahoma. He goes by JDTOKC. And my friend also Jeff D in Texas, who I heard had a great time at TBRU. I mean, he really had a great time. Right, Jeff? Okay, shout out to John and Michael from San Diego. I got to meet them at the roundup, and I was having lunch. Well, it's good to meet you guys at last. Also, some of my Wolf What a Bear features from way, way back. Bear Seattle and his boyfriend, Ian. And, of course, Bear Polly. Shout out. Shortstack Bear. Tim, yes. Hello, Tim. It's a pleasure to meet you guys at last. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. I got to meet Wes. He goes by Shoehorn75. He came up to me and asked me, "Are you BR Chase?" "Yes, I am." He said, "Listen to my voice. I do not sound like that. I do not sound like that." Because I made the an audio before, a short skit. Well, I guess he found it funny, but he was giving me a hard time, I believe. It was funny, but it's really good to see you in the flesh, Wes, and it's very cute. He's got a full beard that TBRU night. Okay. Well, I met most of them in LiveJournal, and LiveJournal is really becoming a big community for bears. Okay, I also got an email from Donnie. I played this voicemail in the show before, and here's what's funny. We were in the elevator at the Crown Plaza. When he stepped out and turned around, he saw me and called my name, but the door was closing. After that, I didn't get to see him anymore during the weekend. Well, it was good to see you, although it was a split second. So thanks for listening to the show, Donnie. Okay, one more guy. David from South Florida. He runs BearCity.com, and he's a listener of the show. It was great meeting you. I hope you do well with your site, and we're going to have a chat next time, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be sort of an exclusive, okay? Oh, by the way, I screwed up with one of the videos. I wrote IBR instead of TBRU. Yep, it's my bad, and no one told me. It's been downloaded more than 400 times, and no one's telling me. So, I got to talk to my friend Alex in Dallas. Told me yesterday that, so I got to fix it.
Hi, this is Big Boss Bear from Bear 411, and you're listening to the Bear Podcast.
Okay, bear events, guys. Bear and Leather Pride on Easter 2006, London, United Kingdom on April 12th. XXL at the London Bridge Arches, 53 Southwark Street, London. So, Bear and Leather Pride, Easter 2006. Come to Daddy, Chunk, Tonker Light, Lions and Bears, King's Arms, Bear Hug, The Leather Daddy, Funky Hunks, and Chariots Vauxhall, with more to follow. I don't know what those are, but 7 days and nights of Barry, call it Barry, Barry special events, all to raise money for charity. All proceeds from last year's Bear Pride, which totaled £4,300, were presented to the Albert Kennedy Trust to help them with their work with gay homeless teenagers in London. Oh, really interesting. Okay, so if you guys get a chance, if you're in London, go to xxl-london.com for more details. How about in Berlin, Germany? Bear Versions 2006 on April 13th. A big woof to all bear friends of the universe. Is that too big? Do we have bears in other planets? We are proud to present to you our program to our 6th International Bear Meeting. We wish you lots of fun in Berlin, our capital city on the River Spree. Okay, check out the website at spreebaron.de. Okay, I'll put the link on the website. Okay, as you can see, these are all foreign to us here in the U.S. But, of course, they're bear events. We should also share the love, even to our neighboring countries. Okay, this event in Spain by the Barcelona, it's going to be on April 12th to 17th. And they have a nice schedule here starting April 12th. They have a cocktail party, sauna on the next day, and pool party on Friday. Oh, pretty good. Yeah, check out their website at barcelona.org. I would like to thank Javier again for sending me that t-shirt. And yeah, so there you are. It's going to be an Easter weekend. As you can see, there's a lot of European events that I've mentioned. It's not much in the U.S. I don't know why. But, probably the next week you'll see. You'll see more. Well, I wanted to go out, so I decided to ride a bus and go to the TMC just to see. Whenever I come to Dallas, at least I should go to the bars once or twice on a weekend. So I tried it out, and it was okay. I had a double shot of tequila just to last me the night, I guess, and then just went back. And nothing is spectacular.
Go with the hard liquor, because I learned at the cocktail parties at the hotel, you don't know what the hell's in those drinks.
Hey, we made those drinks at midnight.
Yes, I know, you did.
And you didn't try them, you were afraid.
That's right.
Try our mangina juice.
You were so cute walking around. There's this little Asian man, it's Maynard, little Asian man walking around with a tray of drinks. I'm like, who am I? Who am I, Jane Wyman? It's not Falcon Crest. What the hell?
You didn't like our mangina juice?
Like Mr. Eddie's father or something. I mean, what the hell is this all about? But you're so cute with this little tray of drinks. I want to give you a tip.
Oh, you should have tipped us. Yeah.
I should have. I was going to order wontons from you, but sorry, sweetie. That's so. I'm not like that, really. I'm sorry. That's not
too
PC,
much.
And I apologize, sweetheart. I'm being all racist and shit. I don't care. It's Sunday morning. No, you know I love you.
You too. So, okay. Last night we had the
Underwear auction. There's two underwear auctions this weekend. There's one Friday night, one last night. Last night I think was the bigger one. They raised over $1,000 on, how much was it for the $1,040 in the underwear auction last night? Just last night.
Wow.
So do you know how much overall? Do we know?
The night before is just
so roughly almost $1,400. Wow, for on the underwear auction, and it is interesting. I know two of the highest were my friend Maddie, who got, I think, 110.
That was amazing. I mean,
and of course, who got 100, like 100 million.
When Bubble was announcing, you know, he's calling for 110. Oh God, this is big money. This is big bucks.
If you ever go online and you see Maddie Cub, MattyCub, give him a hard time because he worked the room. Mm-hmm. He was like Tyra Banks all over the place working it, and he got a lot of money. He's cute too.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's moving to LA. Watch out. He's coming. soon to be in a Bay Area near you. Not Bay, but, you know, coastal area.
The coastal area.
But, yeah, but they raised almost $1,400 overall on the underwear auction, which is very cool. It all goes to charity. Mm-hmm. It all goes to charity.
What do you think of the lobby afterwards? Around?
Oh, this is a place to be. Uh-huh. After the contest, okay, there's the thing with this with TBRU. There's three stages. Thursday is the stage of you're just here to get settled in and say hi to people and make plans for the weekend. Friday is where you start to have more fun where the eating and you're kind of dancing, going out and getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Saturday is your last chance night to get laid.
That's right.
So you're in the hotel lobby and you're walking around and you're kind of like sizing people up. You've been flirting for the past 2 days. This is the day to get laid. Yes, it is. You've been
last day?
Well, no. After the contest, if you don't get laid by after the contest, there's something wrong. Because
for 7 years, didn't get
it. Me neither. Me neither.
The last three, honey.
Hello. Last year was great for me.
This year was pretty damn good.
I haven't had anything yet this year, so. I don't care. I'm happy. I'm in love.
There's someone waiting.
Yes, but waiting. But Saturday night is where it happens because you've had 3 days or 2.5 days of beer and liquor and music and bears and sex and groping and touching and flirting, and you're just a big walking hormone. You're thinking with your dick, and that's where it makes it or breaks it.
It's the last dance.
It is. it's funny because I'm sitting. I perch up a chair in the lobby. And I watch, and I pay attention, and I riff on everybody. Oh my God, William Shelby Cub on LJ was getting hit on by this guy. I'm going to be so wrong. I apologize. Disclaimer. I am not like this normally, but I'm on right now, baby. I'm a star. I'm witty. He was getting hit on by this guy in a wheelchair, who's a very sweet guy, by the way. But we couldn't help but make a whole lot of Stephen Hawking jokes. And it just got evil from there. So, yeah. But it was fun. It was a good time. And it's sitting in the lobby is the best fun in the world because everybody, you just sit down. You'll see everybody eventually because they're going to walk by.
Yeah.
And that's the best
thing
to do.
Well, there are a few people I haven't met yet in LJ, so I'm going to hunt them down during lunch.
You'll see them at the barbecue for sure because it's food.
Of course.
It's the food. The barbecue food is from Eddie Dean's also, and it is fabulous.
It's going to be at Roundup, right?
At the Roundup Saloon in Cedar Springs, in Homo Heights, in the gayborhood.
Okay, I need to hunt people who know people who
who's
going to, because I there's a lot of people I haven't met yet, so I want to say hi and stuff, because I don't know what Bear Run or whenever I'm going to see them again. Probably next year get a TBRU, so I don't know, so. All right, so, okay.
Is there anything else on the agenda?
Let me see.
Look on your list, Maynard.
I'm going to look at my list.
I'm freestyle. Just get me talking, I'll start talking. He's got this list. We have to be organized.
What? Of course.
Organized. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do it. I wing it. When I drive, I've done driving podcasting before, but it's kind of hard if you hear the wheels or something. So
I know. And see, my whole philosophy is, shut up, bitch. You're better seen and not heard. Let me do the talking. So.
Ah, okay. Wait a second. Let me off switch.
Oh,
here.
No.
But anyway, okay. So, thank you for listening, everyone. And I hope you guys tune in on the future episodes. And you're going to see the videos of the contest and all the shows and stuff like that. Also, a lot of pictures on bearpodcast.com. And last words, Chris.
I do have to say hi to somebody very special to me who called me last night, and I was on the phone with him for maybe an hour, and I miss him, and I love him, and that would be Roy, which is ex-Cali Bear, and I'm about to start crying. I love you, and I miss you, and I'll be home around 3 o'clock, and I'll give you a call, and you mean the world to me, and I want everybody to know that. So, I love you, hugs and kisses and snuggles and cuddles.
I'm going to melt here. Oh, my God.
It's nauseating. Live with it. It's love. Don't deny our love.
Okay. Well, okay. So, by the way, before we go, how will people email you again?
Oh, if you want to email me, and I know you don't, it's dfwteddybear@gmail.com. And I'm on LiveJournal as DFW Teddy Bear, and I will be posting pictures of the weekend as well. And on Bear 411, I am Leo Bear 1970.
All right. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. This is Nard, and you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and leave a voicemail 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And leave a voice message and play it in the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening, guys. So, many whoops and many hugs. Okay. Hold on to this. We'll do
that's
two things.
Whole morning voice.
Oh, that's cool. That's even cool. Okay,
you,
ready?
Are you recording?
It's recording.
Okay. Hmm? Are the levels out there?
Yeah, go ahead and hold it.
But three. Hello. Hello.
Fine.
I don't see levels. Okay.
Oh no. But three.
I don't want it to not work.
It's working.
All right.